It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Earlier this month, actor Corey Feldman identified actor John Grissom as one of the men who allegedly molested him in the 1980s. Monday on Dr. Oz's talk show, Feldman confirmed the name of another alleged abuser, Alfie Hoffman, that he allegedly sexually abused him when he was a minor.
Sounds like a sexual abuser, Alfie.
Yeah, Alfie Hoffman, whose real name is Alfie Rivas, ran Alpha's Soda Pop Club from 1986 to 1989, the one and only disco designed for kids in the industry. With a clientele age 16 and under, the club guaranteed a dance floor full of the hottest teen stars, as well as all the free soda you could drink. It was the ultimate teenage wonderland. According to former DJs who played sets at the events, the gigs were never that organized or supervised, and it was a teen free-for-all.
Did you ever go to things like that, Alex, as a kid?
Yes, and I am telling you right now, that stuff is weird. And no parent should allow their kid to go because it is always ran by weird adult guys and is 100% a pedophile free-for-all. I don't know why people let their kids go to that. Like, now in hindsight, I'm like, how was I allowed to go?
Yeah, it's like, this
strange.
Is weird. Then, like, the creepy, like, if it's 18 and under, it's like, you have, like, an 18-year-old guy there. Or 17, it's like, hitting on, like, a 14-year-old kid or something weird.
Yeah. Taylor Swift surprised Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show last night with a performance for his first show back since his mother passed away last week. Taylor delivered an emotional performance of New Year's Day, which includes the lyrics, "You squeezed my hand three times" in the back of the taxi. And Jimmy Fallon talked about how he used to squeeze his mom's hand three times to say, "I love you."
It's good to be back, guys. As some of you know, my mother, Gloria, passed away recently, and I canceled our shows last week to be with my family and make arrangements. She was the best audience. She was the one I was always trying to make laugh, and she was such a fan of the show and everything I did. When we were little, my mom would walk us to the store, me and my sister, and we would hold hands, you know, and she would squeeze my hand three times and say, "I love you," and I would squeeze back, "I love you too."
And so Taylor, here's a clip of her performing New Year's Day. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away, I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Squeeze my hand three times in the back of the taxi. Mark Schwann. Oh, so wait. Sorry. I forgot. Taylor Swift has announced.
How can you forget? Like the biggest. I can't believe you almost forgot
well,
that.
Well, I accidentally scrolled past it. Okay. Taylor Swift has announced the first round of dates for her Reputation Stadium Tour just 3 days after the release of her sixth album. She's going to be here at Lucas Oil Stadium Saturday, September 15th. Tickets go on sale to the general public on Wednesday, December 13th. But fans can purchase tickets in advance via the Ticketmaster Verified Fan Program. Registration is currently open and continues until Thursday, November 28th. Now, Mark Schwann, leading executive producer of The Royals, has been accused of sexual harassment by the cast and crew of his former show, One Tree Hill. One of One Tree Hill's writers tweeted Saturday that she and her writing partner were sexually harassed during their time working on the series, including inappropriate touching and comments, and accused the showrunner, which is him, of showing naked photos of an actress he was in a relationship with to crew members. She wrote, "Female writers would try to get the spot sitting next to him, thus protecting the women. Sometimes we wouldn't look out, and he'd just squeeze in his disgusting body in between us and put his arms around us, grinning. He pet our hair. He massaged our shoulders. I know he did more, but not to me. They're not my stories to share." In a joint statement signed by series stars including Sophia Bush, Hilary Burton, and Bethany Joy Lenz, the female cast members of One Tree Hill backed up the writer's claims and alleged that he manipulated many of them, quote, psychologically and emotionally.
Is it ever going to end? Like, when do you think we're going to quit hearing about all these things that happen?
I guess when guys start or stop being sleazy.
So it's never going to end.
Right. If your name is Will Smith, Will Smith is looking for you for his new movie.
I came up with an idea. What I need is everybody out there named Will Smith. I need you to look down and respond to Netflix below because I can't do it all myself. I need y'all to help me out. All Will Smiths, please stand up.
Why are there not more Joe Pesci's out there?
And Meek Mill might have caught a huge break in his probation case and subsequent prison sentence fight because the FBI is reportedly questioning the judge who threw him back in jail. Judge Janice Brinkley is reportedly being investigated by the FBI for possible relationships she might have in Philly, including to a local music mogul she allegedly asked Meek to sign with, as well as a possible extortionate demand. Meek's lawyer says that Judge Brinkley also once asked Meek to do a remix to Boys to Men and give her a shout out on it, and that her harsh sentence was a result of him shooting her down. What a psycho.
If this is
true,
me.
I'm going to throw you in jail because you didn't shout me out in a Boys to Men song. What? Come on, lady.
What if it worked, though? Like, what if the shout out would have happened? Like, oh, we're going to give you probation.
That is just insane. She should be investigated. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, we put that up later on the story. So follow us, Joe and Alex Show.